The chief executive officer of Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Gilbert Bakel, is calling for a national debate on how to finance healthcare. Dr. Bakel believes healthcare is gradually becoming expensive, and if a national debate is not held to address the challenge, patients will be at the receiving end. Speaking to journalists in Accra, Dr. Bakel said the cost of healthcare will continue to go up because medical consumables are very expensive and imported. Dr. Bakel added that it is not always expedient to increase fees and charges at health centers, but until an alternative is provided, the trend will continue.
I think it's a good opportunity to explain to yourselves and your listeners what it takes to run a hospital. The folder fee and other cost of services have been increased. Now, these fee increments actually do not pay for the full cost of care that the general public enjoys. You want to take note that the fees and charges as is now does not cover the cost of electricity. It does not cover the cost of water. It does not cost the cost of painting and refurbishing the hospital. It does not cover the cost of the roads for which we need to work on. So we're actually in a gradual process of increasing fees and charges over time to be able to recover the full cost of providing services, not just at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, but I dare say in the entire health sector. If you want to appreciate, we currently will do a caesarean section. It cost us 1,200 cedis to do a caesarean section. We are reimbursed by the National Health Insurance to the tune of about 400 cedis. It costs us 1,200 cedis for sutures, gauze, the things we need to do the operation. The National Health Insurance will reimburse us 400 cedis on average. I have 800 cedis I need to recover from the patient. So that is the situation, the very difficult situation we are in. And increasing the cost of care is not a palatable option, but it until we have another way to finance healthcare, the only way would be for the user of the care to pay for the services that they consume. Yes, the prices have gone up, but they are not high enough even to cover the cost of care. You saw the hospital, it has to be painted. The buildings have to be renovated. All this cost has not been transferred to the patient. So some of us will ask the Ghanaian to support those of us in service delivery where it has to do with life, to come to terms that there is a cost, a real cost. You saw the intensive care unit. It costs on average 1,200 cedis a day if you have to be admitted into intensive care. I cannot afford 1,200 cedis a day. And you are talking of people having to be there 5 days, 10 days, 1 month at 1,200 cedis a day. That is what it costs for the consumables. Because you use it once, you have to discard it. You cannot reuse it. So healthcare is really very expensive. And if I have this platform, I will encourage all of us to support a debate objectively to decide how do we finance it. If government has to finance it, you and I, our taxes will have to go up. If I have to finance it, what do I do? How do we, not Kolebu, not the people of Ghana, not the Ghana government, how do we all sit down and find a way to pay for the cost of care? You've just seen a little bit of how the hospital looks like, only because we cannot finance what it takes to run the hospital.
Dr. Gilbert Bakel is the CEO of Kolebu Teaching Hospital. The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, after his tour of the facilities at Kolebu, reiterated that government is on top of health management and the Ministry of Health will address all outstanding healthcare-related challenges for the good of all.
One thing that hit me throughout the whole process is that increasingly we are beginning to understand the reason why His Excellency President Mahama has put a lot of time, money into building hospitals. Because when you hear that, oh, we don't know where they have to send someone to, or there is no alternative because other places are also full and have their issues, then you know why Ridge has to be expanded. You know why Legon had to be built. You understand why Police Hospital has its extension. All these are necessary. In the same vein, we went on to a ward and you heard the nurse say, we may not have the staffing. This is why we are churning out nurses. So even though the spaces may not be available now, we bonded them because we knew that we were going to open up institutions and we need these nurses to fill up the space. So we're having to find financial clearance for these nurses so that when these hospitals open, we have the staff to actually fill them. You heard it from the nurse. It's clear. So there has been some method to what is going on. In the contract for Legon, there has been some level of training incorporated into it so that there is the hope that when the hospital is open, they will have specialized nurses for various aspects. But there's a question mark as to how these nurses are moved from Kolebu or elsewhere to Legon which means that they might find themselves depleted. So we have to sit down and look at the whole exercise to ensure that we don't totally deplete this hospital and that hospital, create another hospital. So we are aware of all these facts, and they are all happening at the same time. We know the problems, we are on top of the issues from the ministry's point of view. But when it comes to the detail and the individual issues, that we leave for those who we have put in charge to deal with those issues.